While rhetoric so often serves to camouflage the carnage of abortion, it remains the painful killing of an innocent human being. Abortion is painful in that the methods employed to kill a preborn child involve burning, smothering, dismembering, and crushing. And such procedures are executed, never forget this, on live babies who have not been specifically anesthetized. Furthermore, abortion involves killing. The zygote, which fulfills the criteria needed to establish the existence of biological life, such as metabolism, development, the ability to react to stimuli, cell reproduction, is indeed terminated. Abortion kills innocent human beings. The child that's terminated is the product of human parents. The child has a totally distinct human genetic code. Although the emerging embryo does not have a fully developed personality, it does have complete personhood from the moment of conception. Thankfully, in God's economy, there is hope for those who have experienced the ravages of abortion. Not only can they receive God's forgiveness in the here and now, but they can yet look forward to the ecstasy of reuniting with their unborn loved ones in eternity. Ultimately, when I think of abortion, my mind goes back to the words of King David, the psalmist who wrote, "For you created my inmost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before even one of them came to be." When we talk about abortion, never forget, it is the painful killing of an innocent human being.